Relegators!
Mount up!
Welcome back to the Relegators Podcast. My name is Phil. This is a pod where me and my best bud Carl go over promotion relegation in top-tier English soccer. Carl, how was your week, bud?
Thanks, Phil. My week was going great until I got some pretty unfortunate news. I don't know if you've watched much of RuPaul's Drag Race, the television show.
No, I can't say that I have.
Yeah, but so I learned earlier today that performer and actress from the RuPaul Drag Race, Jiggly Caliente, has died. She was 44 years young.
I'm sorry for your loss.
I've gotten back in touch with my therapist, and believe me, there's going to be many, many sessions devoted to Jiggly Caliente. So, but anyway, how are you?
I'm doing great, but I mean, I'm doing a lot better. I've been a little sick. I thought I got allergies, but kind of felt like a cold after a while. So I'm recovering from that, but I feel better.
You sound okay.
Good, good. That's what I'm worried about because it hasn't been good.
Don't look so hot though, but that's okay.
That's all right. That's just normal.
Yeah, just status quo.
All right, Carl, we're getting to the end of the season here. We've got some exciting games. We start Friday at the Bet365, where your Stoke City took on Sheffield United. United take this one down 2-0. Sam McCollum had a goal in the 38th minute. 38th minute header, I believe. Yep, and Andre Brooks had a header of his own in the 87th minute.
I was trying to think of like a comparison to me watching Stoke City matches, and I think the best I could come up with today was imagine talking with an unattractive person at the bar and buying them drinks. And then suddenly them just leaving and you not getting anything. Like that's how watching this match felt. Like
Yeah,
they had.
remember, I just listened to last week's episode. Stoke were big favorites in this game.
I don't know why. It doesn't make
No.
any sense. But they actually did have a few chances. They played better than I imagined they were going to. They had a moment where Milan Manhoef, a winger, had a great pass to Bae Joon Ho, and then Bae Joon Ho just shot it right at the keeper, and that could have changed the game. Also, I noticed there were a lot of empty seats at Bet365 Stadium,
Yeah, I noticed that too.
so like if Stoke couldn't get any more depressing as a town, as a place in England. Just look at a half empty stadium when they're getting their ass kicked. And so supposedly our goalie Johansson is like our best player, but the first goal for Sheffield was shot right into his hands and he let it through.
Yeah.
So I mean, when your best player gives up one like that, it's probably not going to be a good day for you.
All right, Carl, let's move to Loftus Road on Saturday, where the Park Rangers took on Burnley. Burnley dominate this one 5-0. Josh Cullen with a goal in the 9th minute. Cian Fleming had a couple, one in the 20th and one in the 28th minute. And Jeremy Sarmiento came in as a sub and got two himself in the 62nd and 90+2. You got anything on these goals, Carl?
I mean, when you got two guys getting braces, you're feeling pretty good. Fleming had his first goal on a rebound that was a
Yeah, kind
quintessential
of
poach.
pinballed around and ended up with him.
Yeah, that's what we call a poacher's goal.
Yeah.
the away Burnley fans at Loftus Road were having the time of their lives.
Yep.
And I was just thinking about how, like, as a fan of a team, like, I'd love to go to an away match, an away day. And like, if your team is doing good, like, it's probably so much fun. But
Yeah.
if your team gets beat or beat bad, then it's probably
The
awful.
worst.
Yeah, but I still wanna experience that. You know, I want to experience any English football match. So hopefully, you'll decide to come with me one of these days, and we'll make the trip across the pond. And
We'll figure it out. We'll get it going.
yeah, I have a couple places picked out.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right, Carl, next game we go to Kenilworth Road, where Luton Town hosts Coventry. Luton Town come up with the late 1-0 win in the 90th minute from Shandon Baptiste.
Yeah. Luton is doing their best to keep themselves alive.
Yep.
They've finally woken up. So
I think
I the
that's
biggest
back-to-back wins for them. 3 in a row for them.
yeah. I mean,
Yep.
they haven't done that all season until now. So the note that I have is keeper Brad Collins for Coventry came out of the box on Luton's winning goal and collided with a teammate. And that's not what you want to see. Yeah,
No,
Coventry.
yeah, this I remember this goal. He came way out of his box, and then he like basically gave his defender whiplash running into the back of him, and so there was no juice on the header out, the clearing header.
Yeah, but then so defender for Coventry, Lewis Binks, almost saved it.
Yeah.
But it just
I mean, he was there, but
he got a
yeah.
piece of it, but it kind of dribbled into the goal a little bit. But yeah, that's I mean that hurts for Coventry. They're playing with fire right now.
Yep, technically still in the sixth and final spot, but
Barely.
barely. It's on goal differential.
Yep.
So, all right, next game we go to Chasm Stadium, where Oxford United hosted Sunderland. Oxford United take this one down 2-0. I think me and you both kind of smelled this one coming. Sunderland had lost 3 in a row at the time, I want to say. And we both kind of knew that they've been j messing around with their subs, and they probably wouldn't be in this game, especially in Oxford.
Yeah, Sunderland, yeah, as we've talked about, they're kind of holding steady in fourth, and you know, they're in the playoffs. They're going to be in the playoffs. They're probably not I don't know, they're not fully engaged. I don't know. I mean, I'm not their coach or their
Right.
manager. I don't know. But the cool thing is Oxford were promoted last year from League One, and they're officially staying up this season. So,
Oh, well,
good.
that reminds me. Did you hear the big news of the weekend?
No, go ahead.
Wrexham in the championship next season.
Oh, God. Do you know how much like British people don't like Wrexham?
Yeah, I'm kind of getting sick of Wrexham.
Oh, me too. I got sick of them, yeah, like a year, 2 years ago, and with good reason, I think, but you know, it'll make things spicy if nothing else, and at least there'll be something to root against, which is kind of fun sometimes.
Yeah.
But I'm curious to see. I mean, you know, they've spent a lot of money to get them up to this level. I wonder if they're going to keep spending more
Three
money.
straight promotions is impressive.
Yeah. Fuck you, Portsmouth, with your two straight promotions. Weak sauce.
I also, did you see the first team to get relegated into League One?
Oh shit. I mean, I'm assuming it's Plymouth.
No.
No?
No, it's Cardiff City, and I don't know if this is a term they use a lot, but they're calling Plymouth's run the Great Escape because they've won the last 2 weeks. And I mean, if they keep winning and Hull City are in front of them and Luton in front of them, Luton, Preston, and Derby are all tied at 49 points. So think
Yeah,
about
I mean,
maybe.
it's gonna be a fun last couple of weeks. I mean, not even for the promotion and playoffs battle, but yeah, for the relegation battle. Wow. So I guess one Welsh team goes up, one comes down. You can't have too
Yeah.
many of
No.
those
Gotta
that
keep
Welsh
them. Gotta keep
trash.
them in check. Yep.
Yeah.
Make sure they
Yeah.
don't get too big for their britches.
Yeah, for sure.
Carl, the next game at Riverside Stadium, Middlesbrough hosted Norwich. An actual fun game for a nil-nil draw. A lot of action going both ways. It was really fun to watch. But yeah, no goals.
Yeah, the only thing I have to say about this one is it was nice with Norwich's white jerseys to watch one of their matches without having to wear sunglasses, because of those fucking absolutely brutally bright canary yellow jerseys. So thank you, Norwich. But yeah, besides that, I don't really have much to say about this one. Yeah, it wasn't a bad match, but yeah, just not too much to report. Middlesbrough still trying to stay in the playoff
I think
push.
they've blown it by now. I mean, two matches in a row.
Yeah, I mean they were at home, like they got to win this one.
Yeah.
Like if, but we, you know, they've been a yo-yo team the whole season,
Yep.
and especially against a team like Norwich, who has been really going downhill for like the past few months, like to not be able to get a victory at home against them when you're fighting for your playoff lives, like. That just tells you all you need to know about Middlesbrough.
I agree. All right. Next game, we go to the Den where Thirlwall hosted Swansea. A 38th minute goal by George Seville would be the only goal of this game.
Yeah, I mean, Thirlwall definitely looked better than Swans, even though the score was only 1-0. Josh Coburn in the first half before the Seville goal had a one-on-one thanks to a through ball with the Swansea keeper, and then got off maybe the most impotent shot I've ever seen in my life. Like this guy had a one-on-one and he like I don't even know how to describe it. Like it just like popped off his foot so softly. It was like if I could compare this shot to having sex with a woman, it would have been like Josh Coburn is pushing rope because it was just so weak. But I am still glad. The audio of the highlights. I don't know which highlight package you watch, but I think I got the Millwall highlights. I'm not really sure. But the audio of it was brutal. I wrote it down as like a car stereo playing louder than it can handle. Just fuzzy and terrible, and like I had to turn it like way down, so I was
No,
really mad about that.
I don't remember that.
I was furious. Like I can't tolerate that. Let's see what else. So I read the BBC match report, the post match report, and so they after they describe the action, they'll have quotes from both managers. And so they had one from the Millwall manager, and it said with a title on it in bold, it said Millwall manager, whatever the fuck his name is. And then the second one was in bold, Swansea caretaker coach Alan Sheehan. And I was like, well, you don't really have to put that in there, do you?
Well,
Like, you can leave that out.
I mean, doesn't that kind of mean like interim coach in our nomenclature? They're just saying he's an interim coach.
Yeah, but I mean, do you have to do that like to his family? Like they're like, oh, like his
He
kids are
just had a
probably.
five-game winning streak.
I mean, that's impressive.
You can call me whatever you want. I'll tell you, I got 5 wins in a row in the championship.
But I could just imagine like his kids like at school being like, yeah, me pops the Swansea manager, and then the other kids are just like, nah, he's just the caretaker manager.
Yeah,
He Like, they don't deserve that.
You're stupid, dude.
I know, I know.
All right, Carl, final game, Monday Night Football in Ellen Road. Leeds United hosts Bristol City. Io Tanaka got on the board first in the 21st minute. Wilfred Ignanto in the 55th minute. And Largi Ramazzini in the 82nd and 90th plus four. 4-0 victory for Leeds. Destroyed Bristol. Bristol had one shot on target.
Yeah, this was an absolute ass whooping. Like that, even that, just that first goal,
Yeah.
nobody on Bristol
Backdoor with
within
Tanaka.
miles, they
Yeah.
weren't even close to him. It's like they just completely forgot about him, and that kind of set the tone for the rest of the match. What the only highlight I think for Bristol was their goalie Max O'Leary did have a triple save, which was pretty
Yes.
cool.
Yeah, I got to watch that whole game today. And yeah, the commentary was very impressed with the triple save and everyone, even at halftime, and then after the game, they're like, yeah, Leeds won by four, but they could have won by seven.
Oh yeah, they were knocking on the door a lot,
Oh yeah.
and this is what Leeds does. Like we've seen it all season, and yeah, they're finishing strong. Bristol, that's a that I mean, you know, they're playing at Leeds. I can't expect them to win that match, but you know, I was maybe kind of expecting a little bit more fight,
Yeah,
but they just got
especially when you're in
outclassed.
fifth spot, you're fighting for that fifth spot.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. It's getting tight.
All right, speaking of which, Carl, let's take a look at the standings. Leeds and Burnley up top at 97 points. They're both into the Premier League. Leeds has a pretty heavy goal differential lead over Burnley on that one. So Leeds wins in the final game next week. They are in. Everybody's playing same time on Saturday, so it'll be a lot of scoreboard watching. Sheffield's in the playoff in the third spot at 89. Sunderland also in the playoff at the fourth spot in 76. Bristol just holding on to the fifth spot in six with 67 points, and Coventry just holding on with 66 points to that final spot, beating Thirlwall by four goals for that final playoff spot right now. Carl, you said it last. We don't look now. Blackburn Rovers have won four in a row and are just 1 point back of the final spot, with 65 points. Middlesbrough bringing up the rear is 64 points in ninth.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if we've talked about it a little bit on the pod recently, that Blackburn's fans were pretty much suicidal
Yeah.
recently. And then out of nowhere, they just go on this four match win streak, and all of a sudden they're alive again.
Yeah. It's insane. I've written them off twice in the last 4 weeks going like I'm not falling for Blackburn again, and then they'd win again, and then I was like, nope, it's not gonna happen. Too many teams in between, and then Bristol and Coventry both lose. And all of a sudden, they're just 1 point back, and I'm like, holy shit, this might actually happen.
Yeah, and yeah, Blackburn fans were ready to boycott everything, the COO, the CEO, all the owners, the management, and they might sneak in there. Yeah, Bristol City and Coventry City bo have both lost two straight, so that's kept
Yeah,
things close.
yeah.
So I mean, yeah, we could be in for a treat here on Saturday.
Yep, Saturday. I think all the games are 4:30 Pacific time.
Yeah, I mean, you want to go over the fixtures?
Yes, we will go over the fixtures. All games at 4:30 Pacific time. First game, we'll talk about. We go to Bramall Lane, where Sheffield United are going to host Blackburn Rovers, the Blue and Whites, in the conversation. Carl, we're going to make this a DraftKings match of the week. Let's get you some odds. Sheffield United, the slight favorite, plus 125 straight up. Blackburn plus 210, a draw plus 245. Draw no bet, -160 for Sheffield United, +120 for the Blackburn win. Draw no bet.
Mamma mia. Well, this is tough for me to call. I mean, Sheffield's in third. They're solidly in third. They're not going down anymore. And then, Blackburn is, like, as we said, they're right there. And they could
Yeah,
possibly put themselves in a
do you play the
position.
hot hand?
Yeah. So I guess, I mean, I like the call of making it a DraftKings match of the week. I'm going to go ahead and say, because my favorite recently departed drag artist, Jiggly Caliente, was a Sheffield United fan. I'm going to go with Sheffield United.
You want straight up for so you get the odds?
Yeah. Are you going to go Blackburn?
I am going Blackburn, $100, draw no bet.
Now that we're at the end, I might have to make some big
Yeah, we're getting down to
move.
the nitty-gritty. How much money you want to put on this one?
How much do I have?
Right now you have $737.97.
Okay, put me down for 250.
250, Carl.
I gotta go for broke because I'm almost broke.
Next game, we go to Home Park where Plymouth Argyle are trying the great escape out, but they've got Leeds coming to town with just needing a win to clinch the EFL Championship for the season. Let's see what we got as far as odds. We're not betting this one, but oh yeah, Plymouth big time underdogs. -350 straight up for Leeds, +750 for Plymouth.
Yeah, I mean,
Despite being at home.
no big surprise, even though, yeah, Plymouth, as we mentioned, does play a lot better at home.
Yeah,
But,
I would take Plymouth in the first half. That's the first.
yeah, I wouldn't
Plus
blame you.
550 money line first half.
I don't think that's a bad bet, and especially that Leeds has already kind of accomplished what they wanted to. They're not going to be in the playoffs, so they don't have anything to worry about. Like, I could see something funky happening here.
Yeah. All right, Carl. Next game, we go to Ashton Gate where Bristol City hosts Preston. I wasn't given the scores of the last games before. Sorry. Bristol took this 3-1 back in Preston North End.
Preston is the most boring team of all time. So I'll just go ahead and say Bristol.
Yeah, I think I'm taking Bristol in this. They're definitely trying to keep that fifth spot, at least any spot, but definitely don't want to draw. Like, gotta get the win at home.
Yeah, and for as boring as I say Preston North End is, they do kind of grind the games down. They're like a Burnley's less talented cousin.
Right.
So I had to really choose my words carefully there.
Well,
But
speaking of Burnley, next game we go to Turf Moor where Burnley hosts Thirlwall. Thirlwall took this 1-0 back in the Den back in November. Carl, we are going to make this a DraftKings match of the week. Burnley -155 to win straight up. Millwall +450, a draw +280. Draw no bet. Burnley -425. Millwall +290.
yeah, this is one where I definitely feel like Burnley will win at Turf Moor, but I really want Millwall to
Yeah,
win.
same.
So, or excuse me, Thirlwall. You know what? Let's go for it. I'm gonna go Millwall straight up $150.
Straight up +450. I like it, Carl. I like it.
Now or never.
Yeah. I mean, I'll give you a chance. -155 is nothing. +290.
You want to bet on Millwall too, though, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, what I'll do is I'll take the draw plus
Okay.
280. There's no odds with Burnley. Draw no bet with Millwall is plus 290. Yeah, I'll throw $100 on the draw.
What's the draw odds?
Plus 280.
Right, that's not bad.
All right, cool. Next game, we go to the Stadium of Light where Sunderland hosts the Park Rangers. This was a nil-nil draw back in November. Who you got?
I mean, I gotta go with Sunderland, even though they've been uninspiring lately. Maybe this will be like their wake up call to like get back into form before the playoffs start. So yeah, I'm gonna take Sunderland. What about you?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they've been losing every game. Park Rangers haven't been great right now either.
I
But
mean, they only got beat 5-0.
yeah. But Sunderland have not been impressive at all. And it's kind of hard to take them straight up. Those are the only odds. It's minus 155 for them. It's basically the same as the Burnley thrill all odds, but like it's hard to take Sunderland if I was to bet with the way they've been playing. I don't
Right.
know, I'd probably go draw.
Yeah. I could see that happening. I mean, but I don't know. It's hard for me to have any faith in QPR.
Yeah, but Sunderland's playing not to get hurt.
Yeah, but I think they need to not do that. I think they need to try to figure something out in this last match before the playoffs, and I don't know. I could see it happening, so I'm gonna stick with them.
Right on. Last game, we go to the CBS Arena where Coventry hosts Middlesbrough. Carl, the final DraftKings match of the week of the campaign. Coventry won this 3-0 back in November. Coventry plus 115 to win straight up. Middlesbrough plus 215 to win straight up. Draw plus 265. Draw no bet. Coventry minus 175. Middlesbrough plus 130. Both teams not looking great last week.
Yeah, I mean, this one has a lot of potential ramifications, because they're 2 points apart, and depending on what happens with Millwall and Blackburn, if Millwall and Blackburn both lose, then that would put Middlesbrough at sixth, if they win. So
Yeah, I mean,
obviously.
if they beat Coventry, they are putting themselves a point ahead of them.
Yeah, no,
And
they're
just,
in.
well,
They're
yeah, and you got to hope for
in, yeah.
Thirlwall and Rovers. But
Right.
I mean, winning Coventry is beating Coventry, excuse me, is a guarantee that you'll overtake them, you know?
Yeah, but yeah, and then when you look at, Thirlwall playing at Burnley, you gotta like the odds of that happening for Burnley. And then Blackburn's at Sheffield. So, I mean, if Middlesbrough wins this one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Both Millwall and Blackburn can lose. It's
Yeah.
definitely within the realm
But,
of possibility.
as NFL fans who have watched many week, well, now it's week 18, I guess, or 17, games, like weird stuff can happen in the
Oh, yeah.
last week. So I wouldn't like bank on both Thirlwall and Blackburn losing. It could happen, but I mean, I could definitely see both those teams winning. But anyway, enough of my rambling. I'm gonna go ahead, and I'm going to say draw.
I already typed mine in for draw. I'm also taking the draw. Plus 265. How much you want to put on it?
75.
Yep. I put $100 on draw plus 265. I think Coventry are just going to play for that draw.
Well, shit. But yeah, no, I don't, now that I know that you have the same bet as me, now it makes me want to like pick something else, but I feel that's right.
Yeah.
You know what? Give me Middlesbrough straight up. Nah, you know, give me Coventry. Coventry for 75.
75 straight up plus 115. Yeah, you get some odds on it.
Little bit.
All right, Carl, let's move to the Premier League.
Let's do it. Before we move on, or before we do anything else, I just want to wish Phil Spar a happy 41st birthday. It was his birthday, May 1st. So happy birthday, Phil.
Thank
How do you
you.
feel?
I feel the same, you know.
Yeah.
Still feel like
What did you do on your birthday?
I woke up to watch Forest get worked by Brentford,
Yeah,
and
they certainly did.
yeah, and then I went to the Eugene Emeralds game, the local high A affiliate of our San Francisco Giants here in Eugene, and it was a great game. It was a really fast game. 0-0 into the seventh, and then it ended up like 5-3 or something like that with some late rallies. Really exciting game, and the good guys won.
Did you get laid on your birthday?
Next question.
Next question. Well, for anybody who's interested, I'm going to tell all the listeners about Phil's birth. This is the story of Phil's birth. It's pretty interesting.
Oh
I did
God.
not know about a lot of this stuff, but I scoured the internet. And here we go. So, Phil Spar was born face down in the dirt of a scorched strawberry field somewhere outside Bakersfield, California, during the dead of a 1983 heat wave or 1984 heat wave that cooked asphalt like skillet bacon. His mother, Christina Spar, a chain smoking cocktail waitress who claimed she's once slow danced with Hulk Hogan, went into labor while picking strawberries for cash under the table. She cut the cord with a Bic lighter and a keychain knife she won at a truck stop claw machine. With no car, phone, or functioning shoes, Christina flagged down a passing ice cream truck and offered the driver a Polaroid of herself in a leopard print thong from 1979 and a half full bottle of peppermint schnapps in exchange for a ride to the nearest urgent care. The driver agreed after sampling the schnapps, and they barreled down a dirt road while baby Phil screamed like a feral cat in a microwave. Phil's first swaddle was an old Megadeth t-shirt, and his first
I
lullaby
love
was this.
Megadeth.
Yeah, I know you do. You sick bastard. And his first lullaby was the sound of Christina arguing with a nurse about whether or not technically being born on farmland qualified her for a tax break. And so began the life of Phil Spar, child of dust, sweat, strawberries, and questionable choices. Happy birthday, my best friend.
Thank you so much, Carl. Yeah, never quite had a birthday wish like that before. Wow.
Well,
Wow. What
man,
can I say? You've truly outdone yourself this time.
I mean, you started big, you're gonna end big.
Yeah, and just for the record, everything you said was true, 100%.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, and yeah, I watched a HBO show, and the guy said, "When the lie becomes a legend, print the legend."
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. And
This is like Big Fish.
Big Fish.
Yeah, it's a good movie. Yeah, you should see it. But
Yeah.
it's basically you
Yeah.
in movie form.
No. If I ever get my own wiki page, I want it to be entirely that story, that start to finish.
Yeah. Only a man as tall as you could have a legend as tall.
Well, we can't all be tennis prodigies that unfortunately took a wrong turn with heroin and never amounted to our full potential.
Really wish we would have gone for that hot tub.
Awesome, Carl. Thank you so much. Thank you, my friend. You are my best friend. I do appreciate the
Love you,
well
buddy.
wishes. I love you too, man. I love you too. But we got to get to the Premier League games on Saturday. We start at St. James Park, where Newcastle hosted Ipswich Town. Notes on this one. Ipswich go down to 10 after the 37th minute. Ben Johnson got a couple yellows early, which put them back. Newcastle looked like Newcastle, scoring in 45 plus one. Isak with a penalty. And then, what, in the 56th minute, Trippier has a nice cross to Dan Burn, who heads it to go up two. And then Trippier had another one in the 80th minute corner kick. And this one, William Osula headed in for the goal. And then, 3-0, and Ipswich are the third and final team relegated this season.
Yeah, the first note I had was Ipswich is officially relegated
Yep.
and they're gone.
And we're done 4 weeks. We got 4 weeks left, and we're already done.
God
Done
damn
before
it.
May.
God damn it, Premier League.
Yeah.
Our first season and
Yeah. It can only go up from here, dude.
that's true. Yeah. Next season of relegators, oh God. You just wait. You just wait, bitches. It's gonna be wild. One thing that I did note, I don't know if you heard about this. I don't know if you keep up with like celebrity like news or anything like that.
Occasionally I'll see a headline, but I'm not that that algorithm doesn't hit me too much, to be honest with you.
Or like celebrity crime.
No.
Yeah, so something unfortunate that did happen. Ed Sheeran got arrested for murder. And do you know what the charge was?
Yes.
It was his music is killing everyone. You know you love it. You know
No,
you love it.
no.
Also, the third note I had was Luke Wolfenden had a crazy header goal line clearance for Ipswich, but it didn't matter because they lost 3-0. So who gives a fuck?
Yeah, no, I remember that. He got pelted. I remember, dude, it was a laser shot. I was like, dude, is he okay?
Yeah. Wasn't that hard?
If it's the one I'm thinking of, I watched these highlights a few days ago, so full disclosure,
I
but
don't know.
if it's
I'm
the one I'm
drunk.
thinking of, some guy got hit hard in the head.
I'm drunk on Ed Sheeran music, so I have no idea what's going on.
From St. James, we go to St. Mary's Stadium, where Southampton hosted Fulham. Another game where Southampton get up on top. Jack Stevens scores in the 14th minute. Yeah, big header in the box off a free kick. Fulham get on the board in the 72nd minute with Alex Iwobi. Oh yeah, the rainbow ball over the defense, and Emile Smith Rowe just kind of turns around and deflects it in. And then 90 plus two, Adama Traoré crosses to Ryan Sessegnon, and he heads it in for the 2-1 win.
Nice pronunciation on Sessegnon.
Sessegnon.
I'm proud of you. Oh, are you correcting me?
No, I thought that's what I said. I thought I had it
No,
wrong.
yeah, no, you said it right.
Nice.
So Jack Stevens for the Southampton goal
Yeah.
had a header off a set piece that was similar to Sessegnon's winning goal for Fulham. Both great headers. Fantastic. The first Fulham goal was a horrific deflection. And what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
But I thought this was the one for Southampton to, surprise. It seemed like a
I want to go back and look. It feels like they got the first goal. I'm pretty sure they got the first goal against Liverpool this season.
Was I watching highlights from like 1993 or something?
Up at halftime against Liverpool? I want to say they were, man. Yeah, it just
Who,
seems like that's
Southampton?
been their they've huh?
Southampton?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I think they were up one and they
One
lost
nil and they
three
lost like
one.
3-1. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. See, it seems like they've been up at half a lot this season and they have 11 points.
Okay, so actually I just turned the page and I actually have a lot more notes about this one. So watching the intros to this match, the fans, Southampton's already relegated, so it seems like even the fans were just chilling. They're like, all right, I guess we're here. I guess we'll watch. It's better than being with the wife at home. But a question for you, Phil.
Yeah.
So there was a penalty or a card or for a trip at some point, and the guy got barely like nicked on the shin and he went down and he sold it.
Yeah.
Now, diving. Now, as NBA fans, like this is a hot topic. Do you think that's a smart strategy or shameful?
I mean, it's ultimately smart. I don't think you can argue with the fact that you want to sell calls.
Okay, so Phil loves James Harden. All right, moving on.
That
Jack
was a
Stevens.
dirty trick.
So Jack Stevens, who got the header for Southampton, great header. He did this thumb sucking celebration after his goal, and
Yeah.
that just ruined any love that I had for him. I hate that celebration. It bugs me more than anything else.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
I'm
Does
not a fan of it either, but I just count that one as cultural differences.
Yeah, I don't know. I get, just seeing a grown man with like facial
Yeah.
hair sucking his thumb, like that's just weird to me. It's like some like weird fetish porn. Yeah, Fulham did dumb shit the entire first half of the match.
Yep.
Raul Jimenez skied a volley and missed another shot and where he could have scored. Willian, who is a he's been basically like a Brazilian, like he was a wonder kid, but he never kind of like got there. Like
Right.
he's like good, but he's not like on the level of like a Neymar, like a what's another Brazilian? I don't know,
Okay.
Pele.
Just
So
stacking it against him.
I know that's tough,
Ronaldinho.
tough standards. Yeah, Ronaldo,
Yeah,
Ronaldinho. Yeah, tough standards to compete against. But yeah, Willian is like he's a good player, but like he just never quite made it. Like people thought he was gonna be like amazing when he was a teenager, and he's serviceable, but anyway, enough of my rambling. He missed a shot. He missed a couple shots actually.
yeah.
And then the Sesney, like I said earlier, the Sesney on header was similar to Stevens' header. So fitting way to end that match.
Yep, Fulham come back. Southampton have 11 points.
We got a few matches left, buddy. I think they're still playing Leicester.
Yeah, tomorrow.
That's their golden goose.
Yep, we'll talk about
All
that in a little bit.
right.
Final game of the weekend, Mullinell Stadium, where Wolves host Leicester Wolves. made it out. We were following them all season long, basically, and then they had a good streak, and they're clear. 33rd minute, Ryan Aitnuri centers the ball to Cunha, who nutmegs the defender for the goal. 56 minute, Cunha makes a great pass to Jorgenstrand Larsen in the penalty area, and Larsen rolls it in. And then in the 85th minute, Cunha again with an assist to this one to Rodrigo Gomes, who puts the ball in the bottom corner. But Carl,
Yes, sir.
you know there's only one thing I want to talk about in this game.
Okay, can I try to take a stab at it?
Yes.
Is it Jose Sa giving up a penalty
Yes, it is to Uncle Vardy.
Vardy and then saving it?
Yes.
What an ab oh. Well, I mean, what do you want to say about it? I'll give you the floor.
Oh man, I might pick Wolves to get relegated next season just so we can follow Jose Sa some more. He's
I
like
am going to miss me some Jose Saw.
the heel in wrestling that you just hate, and then all of a sudden you're just like, man, I'm really starting to get this guy. Like,
Yeah, everyone hates him, and you're just like, God, this is kind of so passe, everyone hating him. Like, I'm kind of starting to like this guy.
yeah.
Yeah, Jose saw, like, I think of any player during this whole journey, our first journey of watching the
Yes.
championship and Premier League, I think Jose saw should win our MVP
MVP,
award.
MVP
Yeah.
of the campaign, the first
Yeah.
campaign.
Yeah. We should figure out.
Yeah,
We should figure out a name for our trophy that we give out to our most favorite player, like for being like shitty, good, whatever. It doesn't matter. Just like the most talked about person. So,
the inaugural Jose Sa Award.
yeah, that's great. Let's name it after Jose Sa. It'll definitely be the only trophy in the world ever named after Jose Sa.
Ever.
It will. But did you notice that Wolves have won six matches in a row?
Yes.
Whoa,
Yes.
that's crazy.
Yep, they are well out of relegation. Obviously, we already know the three teams that are getting relegated, but yeah, they are on top of Man U and Tottenham right now.
Oh, God. Let's not talk about that. But that was my first note, was the six wins in a row for Wolves. My
Oh,
second note.
and bad news, they lost today.
Oh yeah.
They
Yeah.
lost to City.
Yeah. What was it, 1-0?
Yeah, 1-0.
Yeah.
So they had 6 wins in a row, but still, they're in 13th spot, well out of relegation, which we had them in all year, basically.
Yeah, I was watching that match at the Mexican place that took you and Teresa to get tacos on their patio. You remember that?
I
No.
do. No,
Yeah.
yeah, we got the Al Pastor.
The Al Pastor, yeah.
No.
Oh man, it hit just as good today. Oh. But yeah, the first note I had was the six wins in a row for Wolves. And the second note was Jose Sa, which he stole in the pen. And but my one last question is, I've heard rumors that Vardy might leave Leicester.
Well, from what I've heard is it's basically gonna happen. But the thing I've heard, and obviously we're not even in the transfer window yet, but he keeps getting linked with like championship teams. And it's like, well, if you're gonna play in the championship, why don't you just stay with Leicester? Like,
Well, here's one team that I've heard that he might go to that's coming to the championship is
Wrexham.
Wrexham. Yeah.
Yes, I've heard that one. And then who is the other team? Shoot, I can't remember.
Birmingham.
Huh?
Birmingham.
It might have been Birmingham because they crushed it this year in League
Yeah,
One.
they got promoted, and apparently Wrexham and Birmingham both have like some pretty decent financial backing.
Well, yeah, you know Wrexham's backing, but
Yeah, but I mean, I think Birmingham's is even like way bigger. Like, I mean, you got actor money with Wrexham, but then you got, I don't know if it's oil money or something like that with Birmingham. It's like that dwarfs actor money.
oh, sure. Yeah. But I mean, he's still got Deadpool, dude. That money's gonna be coming in for a long time.
Well, yeah, and then also like,
And Always Sunny is gonna fucking, yeah.
yeah, I mean, but with just not even the money they make from that, but they can attract people with the like the
The
show
documentary, yeah,
a
100%.
advertisements, like, so they do have an additional pool of funds always there, and just name recognition,
Yep.
because I mean, I love Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney, but I don't love Al-Hassan Asabi or whoever owns Birmingham.
Right.
Just because I don't know him.
Well, and I mean, you could probably make some reasonable conclusions.
Judgments. I won't, but yeah, you could.
All right. Let's go to the standings again. All three teams already relegated with 4 matches to go. Ipswich Town in 18th with 21 points. Leicester City in 19th with 18 points. Southampton still tied with Derby for worst team in Premier League history at 11 points. Carl, let's go to next week's action. We start at Goodison Park where Everton host Ipswich Town. Everton took this 2-0 on the road back in October.
I mean, yeah, Everton's kind of playing a little bit better in the end of the season, but
Yep.
Ipswich also just won.
No, they
Don't know.
didn't. They
This
got
is kind of a
stomped by
toss-up to me.
Newcastle.
What's that?
They got stomped by Newcastle. They didn't just win.
Oh, shows what I know.
They haven't
Well,
won. They haven't won since April 2nd.
Ipswich?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was still April 2nd. Oh, we're in May now. Oh, damn. Okay. I've been asleep for a while. I was in a medically induced coma. That's what happened. So Everton Ipswich. I'm gonna go Everton on this one at home at
Yeah,
Goodison Park. I think
they're
they're
heavy favorites.
playing
They're heavy.
decently. What about you?
Yeah, I think I'm taking Everton. They're pretty heavy favorites. The only thing I worry about is no one's got anything to play for, so maybe you take the draw, thinking they just go out there and nil-nil it or 1-1 it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, at this point, yeah, like you said, nobody's got anything to play for, so maybe that'll loosen up the tactics. And maybe we'll see like a 6-goal thriller or a 7-goal thriller. It's got to be an
Yeah,
odd number.
possibly,
It's got
possibly.
to be a.
I just think it's more both teams are going to relax. I mean, Everton, if you look at standings, they have a possibility of jumping two teams, so that's more money for them. I don't know what that means to the players, whether or not that's gonna, mean anything for them actually trying. But
I'm not
that's the
sure
only
either.
thing you can look at
You
is.
know what? I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say, final score in favor of Everton over Ipswich, 8-7.
You're stupid. All right, Carl, next game, let's go to King Power Stadium. Leicester hosts Southampton in the battle. What do they call it when it's the two worst teams in the league?
The toilet bowl? I don't know.
Yeah. Carl, this is a DraftKings match of the week. Leicester took this 3-2 in a thriller back in October, back in Southampton. Let's look at the odds here. Where is it at? Where you at? There we go. Leicester, slight favorites, plus 145 straight up. Southampton, plus 185. A draw is plus 245. Draw no bet for Leicester, minus 130. Southampton, plus 105.
I know where I want to go with my money, but I want you to go first on this one.
The numbers tell me to go Southampton, draw no bet. But I'm really leaning on just a draw. Plus 185 Southampton straight up. Yeah, probably Southampton draw no bet. 100 bucks.
Okay. Shit, I was really hoping you were going Leicester.
No, I was debating whether to take a long shot on Southampton straight up, but
Yeah, I'm that's where I'm going.
oh, you're gonna take him straight up?
This is they know this is their chance to avoid
Yeah, that's a
the
great point. That's a great point.
you know, yeah, this is their chance to avoid being the worst team in Premier League history. Like, this is their shot. So, but
I think that's a great point. I forgot about that. Yeah, I'm with you. How much you want to put on it?
I mean, I don't know how much I have left, but I'm gonna go with 75.
75. You got enough. You don't have to worry about money right now.
Man, first time anyone's ever said that to me in my life.
Plus 185. All right. Cool. And that wraps up next week's preview. Carl, let's go to the DraftKings scoreboard. Just one game last week. You won. So you're 1-0-0.
Hell yeah.
1-0-0. You won $55.56. I lost 100 bucks. Carl, you're coming back. You're at 737.97 on the season with a 29-7-40 record. I'm at $1,199.85 with a 39-32 record.
Can I give you a quote real quick before we go? So, Phil, you've been a lot stronger than me with the bets over this season, and I've been a lot weaker. The money doesn't lie.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. But I did win this week. I got one win. You got 0 wins and one loss. And I wondered where the strength came from. And so I do have silent betting partners that I've had during this whole season.
You've been bringing in ringers?
Yes, I have to. You're tough, man. And so before this week, I looked at my betting partners, and I said, they said, well, they said to me, they said, we got this, Carl. And I said, are you strong? And they said, I'm strong if you're strong. And then I said, we're strong then. And then I won. So.
We're strong then.
We're strong.
All right, Carl, I think I've had enough of your shenanigans for 1 week.
No,
Let's
you
wrap.
haven't.
What? No?
Come on. No one's ever had enough of my shit. Okay, I'll give you a break. Okay, go ahead.
I'm just fucking with you, dude. It has been a great week of action, though. Good pod. Thank you for joining me again, Carl. Thank you all at home for joining us again. We will be back next week. Carl, do you have any more words of wisdom to sign us off with?
Not really. I just want to say, may the wind always be at your back, may the sun always be upon your face, and may the wind carry you aloft to dance with the stars. That's it.